This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
There seems to be a hint of fall in the air, and that's being reflected in our fishing and hunting opportunities. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, local fishing has taken on a bit of a fall appearance. Catfish bite has been quite good, as it is most falls, and we're starting to see the crappie now move into the shallow waters. The crappie bite picking up at most every local lake. The bass bite, it's been a morning and evening affair, but morning seems to be extending a little farther each day, and you're also even seeing some pretty good bluegill action. So lots of things happening on the fishing scene, and we also have some hunting opportunities for youths here. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources will conduct special drawings to allocate youth deer hunting opportunities at Coffeen Lake and the Jim Edgar Panther Creek Fish and Wildlife areas. A drawing on September 18th for three youth to hunt deer at the Illinois Youth Deer Firearm Deer Season on October 8th and 9th will be held at the Coffeen Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area Upland Management Unit. Like I said, they're going to let three youths hunt at this area, and to be eligible, they're going to have a special drawing. You have to send in the youth's name, mailing address, and contact number on a 3x5-inch postcard. This must be printed on the postcard, the youth's name, mailing address, and contact number, and it must be received by the Coffeen Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area site office by the close of business on September 17th. Successful applicants will have until September 30th to apply for and report their Montgomery County Youth Firearm Deer Permit number to the Coffeen Lake site office. The postcards need to be sent to the Coffeen Lake State Fish and Wildlife Area. That's going to be P.O. Box 517, Coffeen, Illinois 62017. For more information, you can contact the site office at 217-537-3351. And in addition, youth hunters interested in participating in the 2011 Illinois Youth Firearm Deer Hunt on October 8th and 9th at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area must submit a postcard to the site office by September 16th to be entered in a special drawing. A total of 75 hunters will be selected to hunt the two open units at the site. This drawing will be held September 17th, and to participate, applicants should print their name, age, address, and phone number on a postcard and send it to the Youth Deer Hunt JEPC. This will be at 10149 County Highway 11. That again is 10149 County Highway 11, Chandlerville, Illinois 62627. Successful applicants will be notified, and they can purchase a Cass County permit for the Youth Firearm Deer Hunt. If you want more information about this opportunity, you can give them a call at 217-452-7741. And if you're a trapper, a public drawing will be held October 1st at 2 p.m. to allocate trapping opportunities at Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area. Registration will begin at 1 p.m. at the site headquarters, which is located approximately 5 miles southeast of Chandlerville. One permit for each of the five trapping zones will be allocated through the drawing procedure, and all persons entering the drawing must have a current 2011 trapping license in their possession. At this location, only egg traps, dog-proof traps, box traps, cage traps, and traps of similar action may be used. For more information on this opportunity, give them a call at 217-452-7741. Additional trapping opportunities at Sancrest Lake will be allocated through another public drawing planned for October 15th at 1 p.m. Registration will be at 12:30 p.m. at the site office, approximately 6 miles southeast of Rochester. Once again, if you want more information on this, give them a call at 217-498-9208. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages.
Do you know the score regarding your personal finances? Your credit score, that is. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to get in the game, know your credit score, and understand how to improve it. The NFCC can help request your credit report and explain what the numbers, terms, and abbreviations all mean. Their certified counselors can also advise you on sound financial practices that can help improve your score. For more information about credit reports, call the NFCC at 1-800-388-2227. This has been a public service message from the NFCC.
Okay, we're back, and it's really beginning to look and feel a bit like fall at our three Corps of Engineer reservoirs right now. Fishing action has been good, and it's getting better every day. In fact, at Rend right now, water temperatures are beginning to cool, and the fish are beginning to move shallow. Some of the best fishing of the entire year is expected any time now. The bite is good when it comes to crappie. Fish are being caught at the stake beds and brush piles anywhere from 2 to 16 feet of water. Also, fish are being caught under the Sailboat Harbor Bridge and the Gun Creek Bridge. They're hitting on minnows and jigs about equally well, and the fish are beginning to transition into their fall patterns. The catfish bite is also good, and if you're fishing from the shoreline, try fishing around the Waltonville Dam, the Bonnie Dam, the Ina Boat Ramp, all hot spots right now. A lot of fish are being caught by people in boats drifting and letting their baits drag on the bottom. Cut shad seems to be the preferred bait right now. And the bass bite, it's still good for those committing to fish for extended periods. Try fishing with shaky head plastics and small jigs. Those are producing many of the better fish. The shad are now beginning to school up in the mouths of creeks in the bays and are getting ready to move into their shallower fall patterns. And the bluegill bite, it's been good in the backs of the necks of the shallow water. Red wigglers, crickets, and waxworms working equally well. At Carlisle Lake right now, more good fishing reported. In the lake, catfish are rated very good on nightcrawlers, cheese baits, and leeches for pulling line anglers. Trout liners are finding better success using leeches and cut bait, and drift fishermen continue to prefer shrimp. The crappie bite has been good. The cooler weather is bringing the crappie into the rocks now. Many reports of crappie are coming in, with most of these fish being caught very shallow in the rocks while fishing for white bass. And the white bass action, quite good. We're hearing a lot of reports of shoreline fishermen starting to catch white bass along the rocks with inline spinners and jigs, and white bass are still out on the lake. However, early morning and late evening seem to be the best bite, with anglers using crankbaits or slab spoons. In the tailwater, white bass action is rated only fair now. It's slowed down in the river. They're still seeing some inline spinners, tube jigs, and minnows producing most of the catches. Still quite a number of hybrids being caught and mixed in with them. And some very good catfish action in the river, however. Cut shad, night crawlers seem to be working very well, as are commercial catfish baits. And the crappie bite is rated fair. However, not seeing a lot of size to these fish in the tailwaters. Smaller crappie being caught. And the sauger bite rated fair. It's almost good. Anglers are fishing vertically from boats using curly tail jigs tipped with minnows or night crawlers. Bandit crankbaits have also produced a good number of fish. Not seeing quite as many big fish, but still plenty of keeper size sauger coming in. And at Lake Shelbyville, the lake is ranging right around normal summer pool now after being up as much as 8.5 feet high in April. The surface temperatures are still around the 80 degree mark, and the water is quite clear. The lake is going to start cooling down, and we'll do that over the next few weeks, and then the white bass will begin to follow the shad into the coves, which are fed by small creeks on the north ends of the huge flats. Right now they're being caught in very shallow water. Wind is the key, so waiting until about midday is or maybe even later is the trick. The southwest winds that occur most days build up each day, and this lets a white bass push the bait right up against the shoreline. Once the surface temperatures reach about 70, the white bass will go crazy and start feeding heavily. Crappie fishing, still good all over the lake. The summer pattern on this lake is more of a run-and-gun thing, as there are many downed trees, and you got to fish each one and try and cover as many as you can. Some will hold a fish or two, some may not. Try fishing these trees with a slip bobber and a big minnow on a plain number 4 hook. And another way of getting the crappie is take advantage of the lake's standing timber out in the river channel. They left dozens of trees out in 40 feet of water that have all the branches and the crappie suspend in these trees, so try fishing these as well. The catfish bite at Lake Shelbyville, it has been good. Most lakes are reporting good catfishing, and that continues at Lake Shelbyville. The bass bite has been a morning and evening affair, with the anglers finding some pretty good success right now. Plastic worms, jig and pork combinations, all types of crankbaits, all working very well for the bass. So that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.